Okay, if you would grab a Bible, if you would please, and go to Proverbs chapter 3. Starting in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver, and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand her riches and honor. A couple more verses. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and those who hold her fast will be blessed. I thought for a long time that this passage was broken up into three or possibly four different sections. The first section was trusting in the Lord with all of your heart and leaning on your understanding and submitting him in all your ways. The second section was don't be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and shun evil. Be humble before him. The third was honor the Lord with your wealth, and then you get the blessings from that. And the fourth would be do not despise the Lord's discipline, and you get wisdom from that. I believe that they're all together for a reason, and I believe they flow for us. And the Spirit was just talking to me about this, and we were talking this last week about the first fruits of our year coming up and the importance of giving the Lord first fruits and watching what happens after that, because we believe that there is a greater necessity than ever. We got greater revival coming than we've ever seen. Amen. We just prayed it that he would show us his power and glory, and there's going to be greater warfare than we've ever seen on the planet. Amen. As the wheat comes into full bloom, so do the chaff, so do the tares, right? They grow together, the wheat and the weeds, until the harvest. And so the darkness becomes darker, and the light becomes lighter. And there's nothing to fear about that. That's just the way it is. And so you start off here trusting the Lord with all your heart. We all know that verse. It's very important. I believe he sets up how to do that after that passage. Here's how you trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your understanding. Number one, do not be wise in your own eyes. Do not look to yourself for answers. Look to the word of the Lord for your answers. But consider yourself very low so that you might go up. Amen? When you humble yourself before the Lord, he will exalt you in due time. So one way to not lean on your own understanding and to know the Lord in that way is to not be wise in your own eyes. Secondly, honoring the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of all your crop is a way to not be leaning on your own understanding. And I had a brother who just started giving the Lord his first fruits a couple of weeks ago. And I think he pulled out a $20 bill. His finances were all out of order and just kind of discipling this guy along here. And he said, I am behind on everything and I don't know I don't normally preach tithing and first fruits. But here lately, Cole and I had a talk the other night about it. Here lately, it's kind of been on my heart. I've kind of been talking about it. And I don't really want to make a real big case from the scriptures, although I think the scripture makes one. But from my experience, and I know most of you in here, honoring the Lord with your wealth is really the only way to do finances here on earth. Amen? Trying to do it our own way ends up with a lot of crooked paths that we didn't want in the first place. We end up losing money when we try to steward it ourselves and don't honor the Lord with it. The Lord actually can multiply back to us multiple times what we've given to him. So this brother was concerned about that, and how do I give the Lord something when I don't have enough to pay my bills? And I just said that a famine is the very best time to start honoring the Lord with your wealth. It's the very best time to start giving the Lord your first fruits. And this happened when Lizzie and I first came to El Dorado, and it was like less than less than less money. And the Spirit was speaking to me about this, that honor the Lord with your first fruits, and he will give back. And so I tested him in this, as the scripture says, and it's awesome. So this brother is just, I think some cool stuff's happening with him and is going to happen with him. Honor the Lord with your wealth, the first fruits of your crops. Your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. And everybody remember why your barns overflow again? Why is that? What's the reason the Lord makes your barns overflow? So you can do what with it? You can build bigger barns? Nope. Vacation. You give it away. You share. You got so much. Isn't this just like the Spirit? You got so much that I got all that I need. My needs are met. We protect our hearts from the love of money and greed and covetousness, which is idolatry. Ugh, Christmas. We protect our hearts from covetousness, which is idolatry, right? It's worshiping something else. And we share. So we're more than what we, who needs a fifth car, you know? We got more than what we need, so we're sharing. That's why our barns overflow. That's a way to not lean on your own understanding. Do not despise the Lord's discipline. I think this comes right after the passage about money, because he so often disciplines us with money, doesn't he? The speeding ticket, or he didn't change the oil when you felt a check to do that, or you just, you know, you got that credit card, and your discipline comes, right? The Lord says, don't despise the discipline that I'm bringing you in this area of money. Even if you give first fruits to me and something seems to go wrong with your finances, don't despise that, because I'm treating you like sons. He says, the Lord disciplines those he loves. And then lastly, blessed are those after all of this, not leaning out of their own understanding, not trusting in themselves, honoring the Lord with their wealth. Blessed are those who find wisdom and those who gain understanding. And then back to the money issue, because wisdom is more profitable than gold or silver. Wisdom's actually what we're looking for on this earth. We're seeking all of that, and it's found in a person, in Jesus Christ. And this is precious. And then all of these promises come after that: long life and pleasant ways and paths of peace. And I want to finish with that verse right there in verse 17. Pleasant ways and paths of peace. And I want to pray that over all of us for this next year. I'm going to challenge you to give the first fruits of your year to the Lord in 2017. We got some people doing a 21-day Daniel fast, people doing all different types of fasts, or entertainment, you know, sugar, whatever it might be. But to give the first fruits of your wealth this year and the first fruits of your affection and your attention to the Lord. And let's pray for pleasant ways and paths of peace for us in 2017, because I think the Lord's going to fill our barns up to overflowing this next year. And I'm not just talking about money stuff. I'm talking about in the Holy Spirit, we're going to be splashing. We're going to be sharing with people. That's what this next year holds. So, amen.